बिरबल एस्केप्स ले ऑफ। अकबर हैड अ हिंदू मिनिस्टर हुज बर्थ नेम वॉज महेश दास। बिकॉज महेश वॉज सर्विंग अ मुस्लिम किंग, ही चेंज्ड हिज नेम टू बिरबल। अमंग ऑल द मिनिस्टर्स ऑफ अकबर, ओनली बिरबल वॉज हिंदू एंड ही वॉज द मोस्ट क्लेवर टू। सो अदर मिनिस्टर्स वर एनवियस ऑफ हिम, दे वॉन्टेड हिम आउट ऑफ अकबर्स मिनिस्ट्री। हाउ टू गेट रिड ऑफ बिरबल? अकबर ऑलवेज टेक्स एडवाइस फ्रॉम बिरबल एंड नेवर अप्रिशिएट्स आर इंटेलिजेंस। अकबर वॉन्ट्स बिरबल अराउंड हिम ऑलवेज एंड सो डज बिरबल। ही इज लाइक अकबर्स शैडो। वी विल हैव टू डिवाइस अ प्लान टू गेट रिड ऑफ बिरबल। मे बी वन ऑफ अकबर्स क्वींस कैन बी ऑफ हेल्प। गुड आइडिया, लेट्स मीट विद द क्वीन एंड शेयर आवर इंटेंशन विद हर। अ क्वीन ऑफ अकबर had a brother named Hussain Shah. He was known for his foolishness. However, the queen loved her brother very much. If we go to the queen and praise her brother, she may do something. We want to tell you something. Your brother Hussain Shah is very intelligent. We feel sorry for him. We request you to convince Akbar that he should be the minister, not Birbal. He is unnecessarily carrying this Hindu on his head. Yes, my brother is very intelligent. The queen got puffed up and their plan was working. Muslim ministers were very happy. We definitely back your brother. He should replace Birbal. The queen was very pleased and she said, Leave it to me. I'll work out some scheme. Tomorrow, Birbal will be sacked. I have a plan. In the evening, when Akbar went to the queen's bedroom to meet with her, she wouldn't talk to him at all. He tried to please her, but she wouldn't budge. What is the matter? I don't want to talk to you. Come on, what's the matter? Please tell me. Whatever it is, I will do it. No, you won't. It's my brother Hussain Shah. What's the matter with your brother? He is very intelligent. Queen, with all due respect, I must tell you that he is dumb. Again she became very angry and wouldn't talk to him. What? What did you say? No, your brother is very clever. I am glad you realize that my brother is clever. All the ministers say the same thing about him. So, what do you want me to do? Well, tomorrow you replace Birbal with my brother. My brother will be your new minister for all the things that Birbal helps you with. Queen, I don't deny your brother's worth, but I won't be able to manage my kingdom without Birbal. My brother is cleverer than Birbal. Queen, I must tell you that he is not. No, you don't understand. Listen to me. All right, but I cannot just go to the court tomorrow and tell Birbal that he is sacked. There must be some reason. Just do as I ask you to. When you go to the court tomorrow, tell Birbal that you are going to the market to buy vegetables. Queen, you are mad. There are so many important things to do. Why should Birbal and I go to the market? There are so many servants you can send. No, you just do as I tell you. All right, we'll do as you please. What else? On the halfway to the market, just send Birbal back to bring me to you. When he asks me to come along, I will simply refuse. When he comes to you and tells you what happened, get mad at him for not being able to do a simple thing and then sack him. Are you sure that you won't come over? Otherwise, the whole plan will fail. No way, I won't, I assure you that. This plan was put into practice. Akbar went to the court and called Birbal. Birbal, we are going to the market to buy vegetables. King, are you mad? There are so many more important things waiting for us. No, we have to go. So Birbal suspected something fishy because he knew that these ministers are very envious. Birbal asked a friend to follow them. Follow us, but nobody should see that you are following. Both Akbar and Birbal went to the market. In the middle of the road, Akbar stopped and said, Birbal, you go to the palace and get the queen. The queen must accompany us. All right. Birbal was sure something was wrong and it had to do with the queen. He took his friend along to bring the queen. He opened the door to the bedroom and the queen was there waiting for him. He said, Queen, Akbar is standing in the middle of the road waiting for you. We don't have much time, so please get ready and come. He wants you to be there. I am not coming. No, no, Queen, don't do that. I will be in difficulty. The queen was very happy because she wanted him to be in difficulty. You must come because Akbar is waiting on the way. No, no, I am not coming. Tell him that I am very busy. All right. Before leaving the room, Birbal gestured for his friend to come in. I have a message from the king, but I can't give you the message loudly. Because it's only for you. The queen should not hear. Birbal was standing in the room. The friend came close to him and started whispering in his ear.
Psst, psst, very beautiful, psst, 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 very beautiful.
Only the words very beautiful were audible to the queen and other messages could not be heard. When he was finished, Birbal looked at the queen and said, That's all right, queen. You don't have to come. And he walked off. The queen was puzzled. A minute ago, he was begging me to come along. And after that man whispered something in his ear, he just left. All I could hear was very beautiful. There must be some very beautiful girl there with Akbar. And that's why he doesn't want me now. How is this possible? I must go. Queen followed Birbal to the market. Akbar was astonished to see the queen. The queen's plan had flopped. Hey, why have you come? Oh. Moral: the ministers and queen lost the game because of Birbal. He applied his intelligence at the right time. In the right way.